Now, this is an amazing bird. I love looking at birds, and I don't know if you've been looking at your backyard lately or in the park. You can see so many birds coming to life. Oh, this bird, is that bacon? It looked like that can't be bacon. Maybe a worm? What was that, Kathy?
Pieces of mice.
Pieces of mice. Lovely. I'm going to just think it was bacon. this is Austin. And Austin is a, it's a kestrel, K-E-S-T-R-E-L?
Yes, it's a European kestrel or Eurasian kestrel. They're found over in Europe and Asia, but we have Austin at the National Aviary to be an ambassador for kestrels across America. There is a kestrel called the American kestrel that lives across our country, and they are actually in decline. And this is a recent event. A lot of it is due to habitat loss and actually poisoning of insects.
Oh, my.
Because they eat a lot of insects, a lot of large insects out in the wild. And so when people are using pesticides, those pesticides are also affecting the kestrel population. And they actually nest in dead tree cavities. So those holes that you see in dead trees are a great habitat, a great home for American kestrels and for eastern screech owls that you would have right in your backyard. So when people are tearing down all those trees that have holes in them, they actually are also tearing down homes for these birds, and their numbers are on the decline right now.
What a beautiful bird. I just posted a picture on our Facebook page, which several people have already liked. Oh, gosh. I don't know how to best describe it. Bright yellow feet and sort of a tannish speckled outer feathers and a beak, kind of like an eagle's beak, I guess. Is there a name for that kind of beak when it slopes down like that?
Well, this would actually be a falcon beak.
Okay.
Because they are a small type of falcon, and they have that notch in their beak, and it's called a tomial tooth, and they use that when they're hunting and killing their prey.
Oh, that would be very effective. Hi. How good is Austin's eyesight?
Austin can see pretty good. The birds of prey need to be able to find their food from high up in the sky, so their eyesight is very good.
Because I keep, I feel, Austin, I sense that you're watching me. Now, birds of prey that we find in Pittsburgh, I know hawks are here. Are there other birds of prey that kind of commonly are in our skies?
The kestrels, we have falcons, we have eagles, several different species of hawks, owls, merlins. So yes, we do have several different species of bird of prey that are found here.
Oh, you're very pretty.
And the kestrel is one of what we're calling our superhero birds. We're having a superhero bird season at the National Aviary. It actually starts April 1st and goes through May 27th. And the reason we came up with our superhero birds is around Earth Day in April, there's a lot of conservation messaging going on right now with organizations that are focused on the environment. Well, we took that and we turned it into a fun way. We have a lot of birds that are super birds or superheroes for their wild ambassadors, and they have really good stories that go along with it. So you have your comeback kids like your American bald eagle and your peregrine falcons. So those are some of your superheroes. There are superheroes that are going on right now, such as your American kestrel and your African penguin, who are superheroes because they are ambassadors and they're trying to help their wild counterparts because of the decline of their species. So we have birds that are super birds in their own individual ways. And that's what we're going to focus on for the next 2 months at the National Aviary. And we are also going to have visitors. So every day at 11:30, you can come to one of our exhibits or an area where we're going to bring out a bird like Austin and hear about their story and what makes them super and what you can do to also help them out in the wild. So it's going to be really fun.
How old is Austin?
Austin, he's around 4 years old now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like tickled looking at him right now. I'm listening to what everything you're saying and focusing. This is Kathy Schlott for the National Aviary, but I have to tell you, in the back of my head is la 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 la. What a pretty bird! What a pretty bird! Because
Austin, you're stealing the show.
You are, Austin. You don't think of a bird of prey is necessarily being quite as beautiful. Austin just looks so pretty, and they are quite majestic. How long big would his wingspan be roughly? It looks like he can go to maybe 2 feet or...
Yeah, that would be it, yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing how when they're on the glove and they're sitting with their wings in, how small they look until they spread their wings and you get that wide wingspan. But an amazing thing about the kestrels is that they can hover. So in the wild, they would be over a wide open field looking for some large insects or little mice like what I'm feeding him now. And they can actually just hover in one spot, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing. So they're almost like a helicopter or a drone. You're a modern drone, Austin.
Well, if you look at aeronautics, they got all of their ideas from the birds.
It's amazing. How did you get interested in working with birds?
It was actually an internship I did while I was in college. I went to a wildlife rehabilitation center as one of my internships, and we got in a lot of different bird species, unfortunately for them, but just having them come in and learn about them, natural history, and helping to return them to the wild is what made me really interested in birds. There's so much diversity, and they're all amazing in their own individual ways, and I think that's very, very cool.
Where did you go to college?
Pitt.
And it was your internship at the center in Verona?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great – in Verona, Pennsylvania, it's I can't remember the name of it. It's
the Animal Rescue League Wildlife Rehabilitation,
Center. That's it. And this is, if you find an injured wild animal, call first. But you often can get them there. And I've told the story many times of taking a goose out there once that was sick, and how well they did in helping the goose heal.
That was my first internship. And then my second internship, you'll never guess where it was.
Maybe the aviary?
Yep, the National Aviary. I started there as an education intern, and I worked my way up to doing what I do now. So it was a great experience and a great opportunity. And we do still offer internships, so that way people can grow and learn field.
And what's your degree in from Pitt?
Biology.
I didn't know that you could do this kind of work with a biology degree, but it makes sense.
Yeah, it's all the science degrees. You can have wildlife management, zoology, biology, any of those. And then it's really what you get experience in. So you have to do lots of internships in whatever field that you're interested in to get a job.
Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I am from Pittsburgh,
Where
yes.
did you grow up?
In Elizabeth Forward, actually, is where I graduated from high school.
We know Elizabeth Forward very well. We've done some work together. The Warriors, right?
Yeah, exactly. The EF Warriors.
The EF Warriors. There's been a lot of changes in your high school over the last few years with technology added. And I ask you these questions because there might be some people listening right now wondering, how can I have her job? I really would like to do something like what Kathy does.
Well, and if you're a teen, we have a teen volunteer program over the summer at the National Aviary also. So you can get in early, start gaining experience, figure out what you want to do internships while you're in college, and that's how you get into the zoo field.
Now, as I look at Austin, the kestrel here, Austin looks so bright and perceptive and curious. Is he fooling me? Is he thinking about just like, what can I pounce on next? Or is he sort of taking... people use the expression bird brain, and I hate to hear that because I think birds are really smart. They might have smaller brains, but I first of all, it's a a bad expression to insult somebody like that. But I think you're insulting the birds, too.
You are. Birds are very intelligent. Austin is just taking everything in. There's a lot of environmental stimuli or different objects that he's never seen before, like the microphones and the wires. And there's just lots of things going on in here. So he's just taking it all in. And this is good for him, actually, because then the next time he sees it, he knows what it is. He knows he's safe. It's not something that's going to make him nervous. So the more... right now he's watching the TV in the corner. So he is. He's taking it all in, processing it just like we would if we went to a new area.
So, Austin, you're an ambassador to help us protect kestrels. Some of the things I've learned is the fact that insects are often killed with pesticides means that you could be hurt for eating those insects that have been poisoned in that way. I'm not sure what we do to prevent that other than maybe using less ourselves in our homes.
Yes, we need to think about what we're putting out into the environment. And so we need to use more natural pest control and just be aware of what you're putting in your yard and your garden, because we affect everything that lives or goes through there. Sometimes poisons and incidental poisonings, you could use mouse poison and that mouse could travel, and so you're actually doing killing the animal that is going to eat it later on too. Oh. That's not even in your yard. So you just want to think about everything that you're putting into the environment and really make an educated decision about it and think of different ways that you can come to the same end if you need to, but doing it in a way that doesn't harm the environment or the animals that live in it.
The other thing, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, if you really like Austin, he also is just going to be one of several birds of prey that we're going to feature during our Sky Kings event that's happening mid-April. We're going to focus all about birds of prey. You're going to be able to have a vulture talk, hear about bald eagles. We have stellar sea eagles. We have all about birds of prey coming up in mid-April. It's actually April 16th through the 17th, those 2 days, and it's going to be bird of prey feature. So you're going to be able to hear their superhero stories, and we're going to have games and crafts, and it's going to be a really fun event.
Austin, you're a superstar in a lot of different ways. The other thing I've learned about you, Austin, is you like to live in dead trees. In fact, you're into dead bugs, dead trees, all
live
these things.
Bugs.
Live bugs
but dead trees.
and so we need to be careful if there's a log in the woods or, you know, a tree with a big hole in it that might not be making leaves anymore. It still could be a home for you. And you need to have homes like that. So we need to be careful. You can learn more about superhero birds at the National Aviary. It all kicks off April 1st.
Yes.
And if you go, I believe it's simply aviary.org. What a great website, right?
It is
the national one, aviary.org. Does he talk at all? He looks like, oh, I just heard a little.
That's just him moving down my glove.
Oh, just him moving.
Yeah. He can when he wants to, but
I don't want you to. But yes,
I wouldn't.
What pretty. I'm looking at his. Gosh, what powerful legs he must have. His legs are longer than I realized.
Kestrels are in the falcon family, they have extremely long toes to be able to grab onto their prey, too. And if you notice, too, when he got very comfortable when he was balling up his foot and sitting on one leg. That means that he's comfortable. He's relaxing.
I saw that. Yeah, his legs. You're no waiter, but I mean, his legs are like an inch long. I was surprised to be able to
reach out and grab that prey.
Yeah,
he's like, don't reach out.
Well, Austin, thank you. It's nice to meet you. And he does have an owl-like look, you know, now that I see him turning his head, too. He could really. Ricky, he's looking over at you, wanting you to say hello. Is there anything else? Thank you for bringing Austin here. I know your days are early at the aviary.
Oh, no, you're very welcome. Thank you for having us.
And anything else you wanted to add about the Heroes Celebration?
Just come on in and meet some of our superhero birds, learn their stories, and figure out what you can do to help them continue their super missions.
Thanks. That's Kathy Schlott today, along with the observing intern Mallory here from the National Aviary. And you, Austin, thank you for being here. You can learn more. Oh, I'm complimented that his right foot is up. That means he's relaxed and happy. You can learn more at aviary.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.